This is an uncensored podcast about sex and sexual topics. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to preserve the anonymity of its participants. Lovers, it is I, Drew Michael, and this is Make Sex With Me, a podcast where I am basically just a dirty version of Mr. Rogers. And I have little guests come on here and there, and it's really fun. I just wanted to remind all of you, if you have not already done so, please, if you would rate, review, and also subscribe on whatever platform it is you're listening to our podcast on, that would be great. That's literally the only thing I ask. Just please, other than like just giving me money, just that would be awesome. You don't even have to give me money. It means so much to even make this podcast possible for you to do that. So there's that.
Oh my God. Hi, JB.
Hello, forum.
Well, who's forum?
The forum is the people, the beautiful folks that we have watching us and listening in every day.
Every single day.
Trump record still missing. Maybe I could just pull up news on Alexa and just like read. Do we have any fun topics today?
So I don't know if you remember this, but a while ago I sent you a shared memo on your iPhone.
Was it Double Penis Man?
Oh, well, we never did Double Penis Man.
Well, what else did you share?
No, that's Double... that's
on there. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I remember the memo with like, we had two or three things we didn't talk about.
But I've updated it slightly, so... I would like to get to Penis Man soon, but like, you know, also like we should talk about what we just went through the other day. Like we fucking almost died.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the cane.
The cane.
The Ian.
The other night I was so out of it, I called it a tourniquet. And then I was like, ugh, that's not right. And then I said it was a hornado. Mm. A hornado.
A hornado.
Like, I feel like I was, like, just traumatized so much that I couldn't even talk about it, right? So we survived a hurricane, and it really wasn't that bad, but, like, it was kind of weird. And there was a ton of water, and I feel like the water was really close to your house.
It got really close. It got dangerously close. That's when we got a little freaked out.
Were you wishing you'd never moved here?
No, because we had two, like, probably category ones or tropical depressions, as you call them. I go through at least 9 tropical depressions a day.
Do you have like some notches on your bedpost?
Yeah, they're all shaped as, like, different. Also, the hurricane I remember most was Isabel. So we've already come full circle to a different...
I.
And I think they're gendered. Have they not, like, not gendered the hurricanes yet?
The hurricanes are horribly binary, I feel like. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. They just called it a name. You don't know what you don't know. Maybe it's not binary. Maybe it's like it's a hurricane named Isabel. It could be a guy.
Could be a guy. But what Ian, yeah, Ian's a toughie.
But I definitely think there's people that are personifying these storms and like they'll be like, oh, he's coming up the coast. He's coming hard.
He's coming hard up the middle.
He's up right up the middle. Right into the Chesapeake River Valley.
So I don't know how else to show you this. Did you see that the pier went into the ocean?
Yeah, the pier got ripped out. Wait, why is it back?
What do you mean?
In that picture, it looked like it was like on Earth still.
On Earth? Oh, that's just what remains.
Oh, so it wasn't the whole thing. It was just like the tip.
Just the tip is in the ocean drifting off. Yeah. Look, there's a Donald Trump.
Is that Donald Trump?
No, but it looks like him, doesn't it?
Well, probably like half the men that live in this town look like Donald Trump.
Why are these? Look at these dummies. This is Charleston.
Just people driving.
Driving. Wow.
Well, they needed to go get their...
These girlies look so happy. Look at this. They're just living in the moment.
I mean, okay, so there's a car driving through water and splashing children. Wait, you're not even pointing it at what you're showing me.
Wait, I'm not?
There it is. No, you're pointing it at, like, the left-hand corner of that picture. Oh, my God, the Apple Store flooded?
Look, that's really unique.
Wow.
They got scared. Charleston police.
What are these pictures from?
This is on NPR. There were people surfing, like, 10
through
minutes.
Streets?
No, like right after when the so there was a rainbow. I don't know if you saw that, but right after the hurricane there was a rainbow and then
oh yeah. Everyone thought that was like an omen. It's amazing how far we've come as a race and like we still are just as stupid as people were like in the 1800s. Oh, that's so hot. So do you still have where did I send you that two penises guy?
Guess I'll have to Google it.
Well,
look at this person just chilling.
If you Google two penises, you're going to get a lot of things. But okay, so I sent you a video of a guy with two dicks and it looked like one was on top of the other one. But the one I really wanted was a guy where he had two penises and two sets of scrodes next to each other. And in the middle, was like almost like a vagina.
He was a hermaphrodite.
Well, I think they call themselves intersex now. But
I'm sorry, I didn't know. That's always sounded so, it's not like the word tranny. Hermaphrodite sounds so like scientific.
Well, it's like hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite. It really is spelled
combined like Aphrodite.
Hermaphrodite. Are hermaphrodites human, male, or female?
Hermaphrodite is a term. I think that just is like this in between sexual gender.
Yeah, it has both organs.
But there's all different, like, and I've talked about intersex people before. There's all different, like, you know, it's a spectrum. So like there's some people that have mostly, oh, there we go. I found a picture of it. If you go back to
the man with two perfectly working penises. Ew. Oh, I found it. Yeah. From like punishworld.com.
Well, this man with two dicks gets a blowjob in this video.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one. I recognize the thumbnail.
His dick has both hard and they're both like, it's almost like he's a Siamese twin, but he has eaten every part of his twin except for the dick.
There's just two remaining. Why is this one's only a minute long? I guess it was. No, it's 5 minutes.
I feel like you could be looking at any video of a guy with two dicks.
Wouldn't matter. I promise it's the one.
You better keep your promise.
Prove it.
Oh, yeah. That's
not the one.
And that's the guy. That guy looks like a guy with two dicks.
He doesn't. She actually is, like, very into it.
So we have to like issue an apology already. We've used the word hermaphrodite. I think you said the word tranny. And then I went and then I went and said fucking Siamese twins. The point of this episode is we're sorry.
The other one just looks like a baby's arm.
Well, do you think it's real?
It's gotta be, right? Like, look, you can, it's like clearly an organ.
I mean, it's just like,
is that, it's like, yeah, look at the shape. It just doesn't look fully formed.
Well, honestly, neither of them look real.
So now are we questioning if it's real or not?
Well, now she's got her, she's gotten so much spit on the dicks that I feel like, I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm going to skip a little bit.
Now they kind of just look like dog dicks now.
Ew. I mean, what is that?
No, don't go down the rabbit hole.
I think starting from the beginning ought to help. Gotta see this man, like, actually unzip.
Yeah, he unzips.
Penis hole, which is gross to me. How but does also, it get gaping?
So I want to know if he pees out of both.
And it does look fake the more I look at it.
I want to know if
that's real. That was real penis leaning technology.
Does he have two bladders?
Oh, God.
And how
look at the thumbnail.
He has, like, two bushes. I feel like I know that guy.
Have you met him?
He looks like a back of house kind of chef dude.
Well, hopefully he's not putting that meat in his spaghetti.
Well,
if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, I wouldn't be against it. Now I want to see the video fuck somebody in the ass and the vagina at the same time. Oh. That's what I want. Well, speaking of fucking someone in the ass and the vagina at the same time, we never mentioned that the queen died.
Oh my God. Long may she reign. She's dead.
She is dead.
Everyone seems to have their own opinion. Like, I have a coworker. Remember T's Nuts from last episode?
Yeah, what does T's Nuts think about the death of the queen?
He said that she cried, like, multiple times. Which is kind of funny to me because, like, how can you, like, vote for Donald Trump, who, like, won? Well, actually, I guess the more I spell it out, the more it makes sense. It's like these people wanted, like, a monarch figure in Trump. And then they're sad about the queen dying. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. Although I feel like when the queen met Trump, she was like, oh, God.
Did they meet? I want to see.
Yeah.
I need to see if they have a photo together.
I think every president has visited the queen since, like, Ford or something.
Her meetings with Trump were the most unusual. Oh, they're like, chilling. He looks older and sicker than she does. Look at this photo.
I mean,
she's vibing. And he's like dead inside.
He's literally like, his eyes are mostly open. I think he's about to sneeze on her cocktail.
He's already lost it. He's lost to the shout, the Mar-a-Lago shash. Mar-a-Lago. They're Minnesotans who like Trump. Mar-a-Lago.
Mere Lego.
Mere, do you want to go play with some Legos at Mere Lego?
Do you want to go to Mere Lego for spring break?
Oh, yeah, for spring break, but now I'm getting into Canadian.
Well, you know, I don't know if our documents will be secure at Mere Lego.
Oh, you betcha. You could.
The FBI might have to come and retrieve our documents.
Our documents. Be careful now. I think the FBI agents there, they were hermaphrodites.
Now you're doing like a Canadian Trump.
Collusion. Collusion, eh?
You forget I'm from the Midwest, so I pretty much am awesome at that dialect.
Can you do the Dahmer Milwaukee accent? Oh, maybe we should talk about that, how there's a controversy over this new show, which I pretty much love.
I love Dahmer. Also, I did want to talk a little bit about it because I found this article, and let me see if I can pull it up. It's, do you know the Tolerode, .com? I don't know how to say that. Tolerode?
Tolerode. I think I know what you're talking about.
Tolerode.
I saw a really good post from the Impact account on Instagram. It's like explaining why the victims think, or the, well, the victims are in the ground and their bones are scattered across his yard,
but their family. Their
families were upset that they, that Netflix didn't ask for consent. I think these like things are necessary, but only if you have, if you ask, you know, shouldn't just go out and do it for money, for profit.
I mean, you should
ask the families first. But then again, that, like, it's such a weird argument to make, because it's like, in this World War II, like, harrowing movies about real people who have died, and like, you know, but do they have the consent? No, maybe.
I mean, I guess if they're using the exact, like, the exact names of the victims and their families, I think they should get consent of some kind.
Yeah.
But I also think that, I don't know, I think that there's, it's a bit of a deep dive into, like, what the mind of a person like that would have been like. I mean, then that also depends on how accurate it is to, like, actual, like, things he said, and, you know, yeah. Like, was it, is this just like a work of fiction that some writers decided was up, what was up in his mind, or is it based on like real interviews and real, like real shit that he actually said? And because I do kind of want to know like what's going on in the mind of a person that would do what he did.
Exactly. And I don't know about like his psyche, if that's like all completely accurate. And they definitely filled in the blanks for like his early childhood, why he's like what, why he's the way he is. They kind of lean into like it was his parents' fault. Are you gonna say it? Are you gonna say how hot Jeffrey Dahmer is?
No, I'm showing you him. I was gonna tell you that I think you could easily do him for Halloween.
That's terrible. That would be a terrible Halloween costume, though. You, no one would appreciate that.
You basically have the same haircut. If you were willing to go blonde.
I already want to be like boy band. I think we should. Well, the thing is, I can't go blonde because my girlfriend's visiting me in November. She's going to see me with like blonde tips.
Well, she might like that.
She might. If she's into the Backstreet. Is it too late to call them the Backstreet Men?
I don't think
they're that. They're not boys anymore.
I don't think she cares about the tips on your hair. I think she just cares about one of your tips.
Oh my god!
So this guy in this Tolerode article, who wrote this fucking thing? How do you like see who wrote an article? Anyway, it says, "I was Jeffrey Dahmer's slave. Victim tells chilling story of torment and claims there are seven more victims unaccounted for." So, basically, this guy, his name is.
I found the article you're looking at.
How are you? How did you do that?
Oh, and he was in the army with him.
Billy,
I just looked up word for word.
Yeah, he was in the army with him. It's, he said, "I'll never forget it. Dahmer put me through sheer hell for 18 months. We were in the army in Germany." So I think the show alluded to this, that he would drug guys he was in the army with and like do shit to them.
Did he got away with it?
He said, "We were both medics in the same unit. I was forced to room in a barracks with Dahmer in 1980, and within 2 or 3 days after I arrived, the first attacks began." God. Dahmer loved orange vodka or vodka and tonic, and he drank pretty much all the time. He would make me drink it too. I'm sure it was drugged. I woke up sore and hurting, and I knew I had been beaten. If I said anything about it, he would beat me again. Oh, and then he raped him. He raped him 75 times.
This dude's like, oh my god. Look at the picture of like the tools and stuff. What is that from his apartment or is that from his time in the army?
Oh my god, at the bottom. The picture of Dahmer in court looks just like you.
That's really terrible. That's terrible to say. That is kind of my stone cold, like, I'm fucked face.
Yeah, he's got like a really pouty mouth.
You kind of. Who is that? Who is that? His. That's on his dad.
That's his lawyer.
Okay, they look very. He looks similar to his father.
He's in court. Well, I don't know what his real father looks like.
Controversial. Yeah. The whole Lionel Dahmer thing is controversial too, because he wanted to write a book about like what not to do.
Yeah. Well, that's actually as a favorite. Parent. My favorite character in the whole show is his father. I think that actor is awesome. I can't remember his name, but I think like he's. I mean. He has so much regret for the way he did or didn't parent well. And, but he has no idea how to like handle the kind of kid he has, but he also has no idea how to handle like anything or any kid. And it's like in the, oh my God, the grandma Dahmer's.
Oh my God. So she actually found, his, I almost said sex doll, but it's just a mannequin. She found the mannequin in his closet, not in his bed. And she made him get rid of it. And it's true that she came downstairs and was like, honey, like, what are you doing? Are you okay? Like, is someone here? Well, one of his potential victims was there. And then they got, he decided he wasn't going to kill this poor man because his grandma caught him. And then instead of in the show, he like, buys the guy a bus ticket and just leaves him there. But in real life, he took him to the hospital. So there's that.
Well, it's like, it's amazing. I was thinking just like how little he tried to conceal anything and how easy it was for him to get away with it in that system, depending, like considering the community he was victimizing. Like it was always like, gay men of color,
yeah,
and like just nobody gave a shit about them, and so it was so easy for him to be like, oh, go to bed, grandma, it's okay, like, and just like, I'm just down here about to like saw a guy's head off.
They depict her as like racist in the show and like heavily religious. I don't know how true that is.
Well, she said one thing, like she was like, oh, you're friends with black people? And then, but I'm going to keep you from killing him.
Yeah, like, okay, grandma. It's so sad. The real, like, Glenda Cleveland, his neighbor who was smelling dead people.
Oh, my God. And, like,
called the cops a million times. That's the thing. People claim that it's not that he didn't target people of color and gay people as well, but like, I mean, he most definitely did.
Well, yeah,
there's like no doubt about it.
The show definitely like creates that argument, but also just the fact that like he may not have targeted, but like he was benefiting from the fact that he was living in a lower income neighborhood. Nobody gave a shit. Like she called the cops so many times, and nobody would even respond to her calls.
Mm-hmm. Did you like, hear the
what?
Sorry, the 911 call that she actually made. They play it in the show.
Well, they play a reenactment of it in the show.
Oh, I thought that was the real one.
No, that was Niecy Nash, but they did it word for word.
Okay.
I thought that too, and I was like, that's Niecy Nash. Unless they got a woman, or unless Niecy Nash sounds just like Glenda, whatever her name is, like.
Okay. I thought that was, I guess. I mean, man, that sounded so real. And then and then the cops were like, oh, man, we got to go get deloused.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
I mean, that was during. AIDS. Well, yeah, it was later in the AIDS epidemic. So it wasn't as out of control, but it was still like a thing. It was still, they still called it like, well, they probably care. They probably didn't call it gay cancer anymore, but they definitely were like, oh, that's something that gay men, black people have, and we got to like de-louse ourselves or whatever. Okay, let's take a commercial break and then we will talk about a few more things.
Can it Kirkland?
No.
Can it Kirkland?
We're back. You sing really scary like.
Hey, can it? It's Jeffrey here.
And
it's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh my God. I'm going to send that to someone. So you're the perfect person to talk to about 4chan, and I wanted to talk to you about it before. Have you ever been on 4chan?
I've tried to navigate it a long time ago, and it's just too difficult to me. I don't understand like the threads and whatnot, and it's just like, it looks like a website that was built by like
a lizard
in like 1990. It's just like, what does it look like now?
Honestly, for me, I feel like it's the gateway to the dark web. Is that true?
Okay, so 4chan.com is just pornography, so I did this wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it's a .com. I think it's a .org or like a .net or something. Or it's like JP, it's like Japanese, or I don't know.
You're right, it's .org. Okay, first of all, it needs to review your like whatever before you going.
But you have to like give yourself permission to go there.
That's what it said. This is so weird. I thought it was like Reddit, where it was just like a streamlined page of random bullshit, but it's like there's different boards. I guess you have to go into different boards, which is like a subreddit.
Yeah.
Read. Sexy beautiful women. Interesting. Disclaimer: to access this section of 4chan, you understand and agree to the following. You want to get a virus. Yes, I accept.
I want to get a virus. You want to
get it? It just looks so weird.
I mean, I was noticing that it just seems so anti-gay. Like, it just like, first of all, it's very hetero to begin with, but like,
yeah.
I feel like I saw some things on here that were like gay-ish, but they were like there's a thing on here that says like I'm looking at a picture of a guy with his dick out, and it says exposed fags.
Oh.
Post your pictures of slutty fags who expose themselves all over the internet. Extend the
that could be expressed differently. Wow.
Post this, those golden haired hunks of beef. Wait, that's pretty yummy. But I see a lot of shit that's like anti-gay.
The weird thing is also everything seems so personal. Like, there's obviously posts that look like it's like a famous person, or like, I guess like a porn star. But like, this looks like someone that someone knows that they posted anonymously.
These two women. Wait.
Look like very normal.
They look.
I'm just in like. No, these people just look completely normal. This is like weird that this is anonymously posted to 4chan under beautiful women. And then it goes to like this, which is like, oh.
I like that you clicked on beautiful women.
Oh,
and
there's
I,
a cat.
Look. Oh, wow, there's a cat outside your window. Hey, girl.
It's the first black cat of October. I'm blessed.
Cat that didn't drown during the fucking hurricane. I clicked on something called Handsome Men, and it's all just dicks.
We're getting targeted for, like, different things.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit getting targeted. Well, we also clicked on things that we noticed, and I didn't notice.
Oh, I see Handsome Men.
Yeah.
Above that is Sexy Beautiful Women.
Yeah, I didn't even notice the sexy, beautiful women. So, but anyway, I just... Did you ever watch the 4chan documentary?
Didn't.
About the guy they suspected of creating 4chan? Because 4chan was, like, a big thing. It played a lot into the whole, like, election of Trump and like fake news and that like lizard or like it was like a frog man cartoon thing. And it like played into the QAnon. That was the thing. It was QAnon.
Yeah, they ruined Pepe the Frog. That was a funny meme. And then they took it over.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was a lizard or what. But
also this is under video games.
It's video like game.
Super Nintendo guy with a baseball bat, which is his like signature weapon, and a woman's ass cheeks.
I don't understand. How bad? Why are you so bad at holding a phone still?
Sorry, I was trying.
There you go. I feel like, yeah, that's like every erotic cartoon.
Really weird, though. That's a child. That's like clearly a child.
Is it a child or is it like a non-human doll? Or I think animated erotic animation is so much more male driven, like whether it's gay or straight, it's like what men want. I don't think there's a ton of like erotic literature for like women.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, I didn't mean literature, I meant anime
for women.
That's needs to be subreddit. There needs to be women drawing and reading and looking at erotic cartoons more. It's their fault.
I feel like
it's just women's fault. They haven't been done.
It's women's fault, clearly.
They're too busy in the
they're too busy making sandwiches. But I think the problem with that stuff is if you're good at drawing like that, and this is the problem with it being like kind of male fantasy driven, is even if you're a woman and someone offers you like a ton of money to draw like what they want, then you're not gonna draw like what you want, I guess.
So you're saying that men are commissioning these works more than women?
I would assume that based on what I have seen on the internet, I think that's wholeheartedly.
Or I feel like a woman would just fucking draw it for herself if she wanted it. Like she wouldn't be like,
who can draw this for me? People I've read stories of like, what's the worst thing? Yeah, there's Ask Reddits. It's like, what's the worst thing someone's ever had you draw? And all of them are like horrendous. It definitely doesn't sound like it came from a woman's mouth. It's like, draw a decapitated head being like fucked.
Ugh, why are they always fucking heads when they're not attached to bodies? Oh. I mean, that's the best thing to do with a pumpkin.
Despicable as Daffy Duck.
Despicable. So that's a really good segue for our Halloween themed segment this week. Sexy Halloweenist toys.
Halloweenist.
So I'm gonna send you a picture at a time, and then you're going to look at it with me, and we're gonna talk about it.
That's good.
So these are different sexy Halloween toys. / costumes. Only one is a costume. So now I have to fucking figure out how to send. I'm hoping I don't send this to my mother.
Can it Kirkland? We didn't talk about Can it Kirkland enough.
I don't think anyone ever has talked about that enough. Okay, so here's the first picture. Sending it to you. So this is the first one is a butt plug. It looks like candy corn.
Candy corn. At least make it a good candy. But I mean, I respect the artistic value because that's fantastic.
I mean, I love candy corn.
Ew, there's something wrong with you. Oh, do you want to hear something?
The idea of inside myself.
Kevin, we can call him Kevin in real life. His name is Fernando. There's so many Kevins.
Should we call him Fernando?
Texted me today. Yeah, Fernando texted me, and he just said somebody ordered a chocolate chip bagel Nova Lox sandwich, and then he said straight to the gulag with you. That's the most disgusting idea of food I've ever heard. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, was that person pregnant? I feel like they might have been pregnant.
Maybe. Maybe they were pregnant with a candy corn butt plug.
Also, I wanna ask every person I meet for the next week this question. Is it okay, like, if a woman clearly looks pregnant to say, like, oh, like, when are you due?
I don't think it is, no matter what. Even if, like, they tell you, like, I'm pregnant, I'm expecting. Actually, no, at that point, yeah, say something.
Yeah, they want you to talk about it.
If they just look pregnant, absolutely not. I don't think it's okay. It's just, like, you shouldn't ask a woman's age. Apparently, even though, like,
well, that's kind of cool.
Oh my god, is that alien? I love that. That's a little chest thing.
So yeah, this is another metal butt plug with alien on the end of it.
Ooh, I don't like that it's on the end. That actually kind of creeps me out.
There's nothing. It's like coming out of your ass.
I know, there's nothing sexy about that. It's frightening.
It's pretty funny though.
It is funny.
Okay, so that was that. Now, this next one is a costume idea that it incorporates glory holes, and I think it's pretty cool.
That's not a real penis, is it? That thing's very sheathed.
I think it might be Spanish. And this is an easy to do homemade costume. And if you're Jewish, you probably already have a sheet with a hole in it. So you just cut a hole in the sheet, stick your dick in, and then put a pair of glasses over the sheet over your eyes, and you're a fucking dick ghost.
Your dick ghost. Ooh.
Ooh.
I can't do that here. Or what do you say, like, splooge?
Splooge.
And then you just, like, come on command. Can you come without touching?
No, I don't have the time for that. Okay, here's another one. It is a vibrator with some stuff. I don't know what those other things are, but it comes in a coffin case.
It comes in a coffin. Wait, that's awesome.
I love like that, right? Because I wouldn't mind having a coffin, like, next to my bed, you know.
Especially because after you masturbate, you typically just feel dead. I don't feel bad. I don't feel, like, guilty, but, you know, just feel, like, dead. Dead inside.
You feel like a vampire. Okay, yeah. this next dildo is really special.
Special. Let's see. This next dildo. It sounds like we're, like, announcing. Oh my god. Oh.
It comes with its own carrying case. And it is. What is it, JB?
It's Marilyn Manson. Which is so problematic in so many on so many levels because, you know, he's a known abuser at this point. His head is the penis head. I guess you can put him in jail by putting him in your butthole or your vagina.
This is an exact replica of his actual penis. He has a second smaller version of his face on his penis. That's just how he was born. Okay, so this next one isn't. I was really confused because I Googled. I found a couple of the cute little sex toys, but then I had to Google Halloween sex toys to get some more ideas, obviously. But this one popped up. It's not exactly. Well, at first I thought it was like a dog costume for a dog, but then I realized that's not what I was looking at here. So I'm going to send this over to you. And again, I hope I don't send it to my mom. this is...
I sent the candy cane butt plug to my girlfriend.
The candy corn?
Mm-hmm. Ew. Oh, no.
What is this, JB? The segment is called, What is this, JB?
White dogs, sex toys, plush teddy, chihuahua, play toy partner. This should be illegal. Oh my god, this should be illegal.
It's on eBay! So it's essentially like a
fleshlight.
It's like a fleshlight inside of a stuffed animal.
Which is awful.
Well, it's for horny dogs. Some people have horny dogs.
This is not for horny dogs. It says partner male. Well, this is not for fucking dogs. This boy is partner, fucking dogs.
It's for male dogs.
I don't believe it. I think that's for a really disgusting man.
They should probably have their... Oh my god, are you saying that this is for a man who wants to fuck a dog stuffed animal?
That's what I'm getting, yes.
This but is in for... the picture, there's a dog mounting it. But I will guess, say...
No.
It's got
no, a, because it's got a corgi butthole.
Does it say corgi butthole?
No, but that's what it looks like. It looks like a corgi's asshole.
It says it's got powerful suction cup paws, a plush head and ears, a steel frame inside, which kind of looks like maybe it would be sharp, and then imported silica.
Actually, okay. The suction cup makes me believe it might be for an animal to, like, get it on, just because a human could just hold that thing and go to town. Why would you need a suction cup?
Also,
as, this a, thing, as a human.
It does not look like a real dog. I feel like a dog would think it looked like a dog, but a man would be like, I'm just fucking a stuffed animal, which is...
it's so depraved either way. It's so depraved.
All right, so if I had to send you one of these for Halloween, which one would you want?
Which one would I want? Okay, definitely not the...
Not the dog. Well, that's... I mean, if you had said that, we would have... That would have been your last time on the podcast.
I think I really am into the DIY ghost costume with the hole in the wiener area.
Is that because that's the only one that wouldn't go up your butt?
Maybe. Maybe.
Is it also because you have all the materials already?
Yeah, I could do that. I like the coffin dildo because that's really funny.
It's so that'd cute.
That'd be a fun gag gift. Just be like, imagine like you're getting in the mood with someone and you just pull out a little teeny coffin.
Ugh. I think coffins are so cute. I want one. I want like my bed to be shaped like a coffin.
That would be really like plushy and comfortable.
I don't want to be buried alive though, so I wouldn't want it to be like closable.
So you basically want like the equivalent of a race car bed for children, but it's a coffin because there's no top to those. It's like a convertible, I guess.
Yeah, like a
you want a convertible coffin.
Macabre convertible.
There's no doubt that they make a coffin bed.
They do. They've got to. There's so many people out there that feel comfortable no place else but inside of a coffin. Are you a huge TikTok freak?
7 days a week.
Okay, so there's this girl, and I don't know if you'll like this or not. She's like obsessed with lakes and like anything about lakes or seas or oceans. Her name is, I think it's Geodesaurus, and she does 31 days of spooky lakes every October, and it's fucking hours yesterday.
My God.
Did you send me a coffin bed? Oh, I love it. And then you sent me...
But I don't understand.
You sent me couple... It's
like you can breathe into each other.
Couple latex mask, unisex, small mask, fetish mask, BDSM. So it's like a condom tunnel connecting the faces of two latex hoods. Ooh, I feel like Dahmer would get down with this.
That would be fun as like a kid. Like, put your head in a mask, someone else puts their head in a mask, and you just look at each other. I don't understand like the fetish in this.
I think you're expected to vomit into each other's mouths back and forth.
It looks like something they'd use in Jackass to, like, fart in each other's mouths. But I guess these people are, like, burping.
I mean, I don't like it. Because you can't even get close to each other. The condom tunnel is, like, 3 feet long.
Not big enough to see, right? Yeah. That's no fun.
You'd have to step away and, like, pull it tight so you could see each other.
Just really odd. It looks like a can It's the equivalent of like having a can with a string attached and like listening.
Also, I don't get it. Like, it's like, yeah. He's long enough anyway. To extend to your neighbor's house. All right. Well, JB, like, thank you so much for coming on the show again. And I think this was the perfect amount of time. Like, you really don't want to record that much. Like,
yeah. The first one was enough of us, but the first one was hilarious. I actually listened back and was laughing so hard. I was at work and I couldn't keep a straight face.
It was pretty funny. Did you share it with your GIF?
I did. She thought it was hysterical. And she was really sweet. She's like, I just love hearing your voice. And I'm like, you love hearing my voice talk about like Kid Rock and singing jingles and talking about other people I've relationed with. But she's mature, so obviously it doesn't fucking matter.
She's mature, which is even more so like a thing than being mature. It's like,
yeah, being mature is like,
like the way my mom pronounces it. It's like super fancy.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, everyone. Sorry, this was a shortened one, but I think it was short and sweet.
I plan on like releasing an episode every 2 weeks, so it doesn't have to be with you every time, but it should not be an hour and a half every time, because that's just not really that doable.
Unless we do like a deep dive onto something cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, toodaloo, thanks for having me. Stay cool, my kittens.
Thank you. Thank you, my lovers, for listening. Just a reminder, once again, to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at MakeSexPod. Or on Instagram at Make Sex With Me Podcast. And you can send us some emails if you would like, maybe just one, at MakeSexWithMePodcast@gmail.com. And as usual, my lovers, I hope that you are filling all of your holes with whatever makes you happy. Bye-bye!